Juma Yuani Kebi, the undersecretary in the Public Service Ministry, says his ministry will prosecute anyone found holding fake academic certificates. Kebi says forging academic certificates along with other legal documents is a crime in South Sudan.
If we catch a certificate which is forged, we will automatically just sue such a person to court. Okay. Fake certificate, fake decrees that we came across, automatically we just send the owner back. Because normally appointments are initiated by the institutions, not we. They get the certificate and send them to us down here. We scrutinize. Once we have found that this certificate, this decree is not the original one, automatically we send the certificate back to the institution that sent it to us, and we tell them this person is either to resign because he has not yet been employed, or we open a legal case against such a person.
KB encourages South Sudan students who complete their studies abroad or from East African countries to get their certificates authenticated by university officials and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Late last week, a Juba court sentenced three men, Khalid Baballah, Lado Lawrence, and Kenyi Mark, to 4 years in prison for forging South Sudan school certificates and other important documents. According to the 2008 Penal Code Act, whoever imitates or alters any key information or fabricates any instrument intending that such false instrument shall be used for a criminal purpose, upon conviction, the individual will be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 3 years and may also be subjected to fines. In last week's case, presiding judge Deng G. Ajak said based on the level of severity of the crime committed, the court decided to reduce the person's sentence from 7 to 4 years.
The court has decided punishment which is equivalent to the crime that has been committed by the three who have been sentenced to 4 years imprisonment, starting from 22nd October 2020.
Simon Ngokdeng, Secretary General of the South Sudan Examination Council, welcomed the verdict, saying South Sudanese academic qualification must be respected. Deng says he believes some current government employees hold fake bachelor's and master's degrees.
We have to make it very clear, the law is taking full effect, and no one will be left unpunished for those who involve themselves in forgery of certificate. South Sudan is a nation that has a place in the world, and our qualification must be respected.
Deng says too many times many people in South Sudan have forged certificates or other documents, but in the end, he says, they will pay.
There have been a lot of foul play all along. We have arrested people, they have been let go. We have arrested people time and again, they have been let go. But this time around, and I'm very happy with the work of my teams, and with the work of security in our country, that they did not let them go this time around.
A new system is now in place which verifies all certificates coming to South Sudan from foreign countries, according to Deng.
We have informed all our people in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and foreign embassies that every certificate that comes in the name of South Sudan must be re-verified. You must send it back to us, and that what happened in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They send it back to us, and with the help of ambassadors here and the rest in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and our security teams, the police, they have been very cooperative.
Deng says the three young men sentenced last week should send a clear message to others in South Sudan to think twice before they try to pass off forged school certificates or other documents as the real thing. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.